Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the second hour of this December 8th, 2003 global edition of the show, as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, two different frequencies to choose from depending on where you're listening on the globe, and at night at 5.085 and 6890. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Doris and Jacob and Dan and others, your calls are coming up here in about 15 minutes. I want to go ahead and launch into news right now. Again, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones, taking a lot of calls on today's edition. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. We've heard from a few of the callers on this subject, but I think it's important to just recap it. The Supreme Court ruled that they agree with the appeals court out in San Francisco that they can ban any gun they want and that you have no Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Republican-controlled court agrees with the most socialistic liberal court based out in San Francisco. This has national implications, and states are already moving to go after the Second Amendment using this ruling. So, and Bush says he'll sign the assault weapons ban. What do you think about them apples? Jumping into global financial news, dollar drops to record against euro, 11-year low, versus the pound. And gold was at like $407.50-something cents last night. I looked at it this morning. It was about the same. In fact, during the break, I'll check gold again. That's a key indicator. When the economy's really going south, despite all their rhetoric, to the contrary, saying it's in good shape, gold goes up. It's a harbinger of bad financial times, and I'm not pleased with this, but it's just the facts. Dollar drops to record against euro, 11-year low versus the pound. Bloomberg Financial, the dollar dropped to a record 122 against the euro and fell to its lowest in more than a decade versus the British pound. On speculation, the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates at a 45-year low in coming months, eroding the appeal of U.S. investments. Fed policymakers tomorrow will keep the target rate at 1%, according to 77 economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. Half of the European Central Bank's rate. Since August, the Fed has said it will keep rates low for a considerable period. You have to scramble around to find reasons to buy the dollar at this point, said Stephen Englander, chief foreign exchange strategist for North American at Capital Incorporated in New York, a unit of the UK's third largest bank by assets. Returns on U.S. investment, including bonds, clearly are not favoring the dollar. Against the euro, the dollar traded at 122.17 at 9:49 a.m. New York time a few hours ago. And in late Friday trading, it was at 121.70 in New York. The dollar slid to a low of 1.7363 against the pound, its weakest since October 92. And gold is trading right up at about $408 an ounce. I bought gold at 240, 300, 315 in my gold purchases the last 2 years. And I have bought a few collector's coins, but mainly I have bought bullion. I bought some semi-numismatic that have some collector's value, which makes them non-confiscatable. The government has confiscated gold four separate times of the non-collector type. Yeah, that's your so-called free country. They gave our great-grandparents Federal Reserve notes in the 30s back at gunpoint for their gold, then promptly boosted the price of gold by doubling it and made billions of dollars for themselves, that is, the big banks. Come back, get more into this. Also, Bush presides over biggest growth in U.S. spending since 1990. A bunch of pro-Second Amendment news with people defending themselves in a horrible tragedy case of what happened to a Second Amendment defender. And some of the martial law stuff in Iraq. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80%. 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, since I got on the air 9 years ago, I've learned a lot. But the core mission of the New World Order being the source of the tyranny in the world, fostering corruption, accentuating the evil that has already been part of human history, is clear. And I knew when I got on the air 9 years ago that there was a plan with the European Union, because it had been stated by the big financial institutions in their own publications that the general public never read or see, that they would bring out the euro and buy the big European banks owning and controlling our Federal Reserve. They would set up policies that would drive down the dollar, boost the euro to make a globalist system look good for the world, and to centralize power and control, and to get rid of our middle class to make us a more manageable population. And now if I tune into NPR, I hear them bragging about, well, the dollar plunging will teach Americans not to live outside their means, and we consume 40% of the world's goods, and we're only 5% of the population, and this is what we deserve, ha ha ha. But the average person, again, wasn't taught in college, wasn't taught in high school what currencies mean to a country. But a lot of you, I bet, have gone to Canada. A lot of you have gone to the Caribbean. You've gone to Mexico. You've gone to countries whose money isn't worth as much as ours. And so suddenly you can buy more goods, more services. You could, you know, sometimes in Mexico for $5 take a family of four out for a lavish dinner with drinks for $5, $10. you know, we would make fun of, oh, yeah, you know, Mexico's peso's worth about what the ruble is. Ha ha, those Russians. Well, now the dollar is trading behind every Western country's currency except for the ruble. Okay, I want you to understand that. And again, Russia's arguably part of the West. But the point is, we're almost dead last now. And every week, the dollar goes down more and gold goes up further. We said last year, the euro's coming online, the dollar's going to start dropping, and it did. It wasn't hard to predict this, folks. The globalist had bragged 3.5 years ago at the Davos World Economic Forum about how they were going to, quote, turn on the lights in Europe financially and turn off the lights of America. Their only concern was, and it said that the head of the World Bank was laughing, and the head of the IMF were laughing, Wolfensohn and Michel were laughing, going, we don't want it to be too tough on the Americans. It has to be slow and gradual. Meanwhile, don't think there's a fight between Bush and his European masters. Bush has Treasury Secretary Snow out bad-mouthing the dollar, saying a dropping dollar's good. It's horrible. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates very low. And then Europe gives about double the interest rate for investors, and so everybody's going to Europe. Everybody's dumping the dollar, going to the euro. This is very, very serious. And, you know, I said I'd check it during the break, and I didn't check it. I was busy thumbing around through these articles trying to find that World Daily and AP article about the judge down in South Texas saying that if people at their graduation ceremony say the word Jesus, they'll be given 6 months in jail. Hey, George, will you check that for me? Check the price of gold. I wanted to check that, and it's my fault I forgot during the break. But this morning it was right below $4, $408, excuse me. And again, when I was buying gold a couple years ago at $245 an ounce, folks. And so it's just been a massive, massive, massive increase, and it looks like there's no end to it in sight. But we'll get that number for you. But I guess it's really pointless to watch its rise short term. We'll have to see what happens. Bush presides over biggest growth in U.S. spending since 1990. President George W. Bush is presiding over the biggest growth in U.S. government spending since 1990 as a Republican-led Congress provides money for programs ranging from fight against terrorism to the dried plant exhibit at the New York Botanical Garden. Federal spending rose 7.3% to $2.2 trillion in fiscal 2003 and 7.9% the year before. That's not true. I have other numbers that were saying it raised, went up 24% the last 2 years. The most since George W. Bush's father, George Herbert Walker Bush, was in the White House. Congress will vote this week on a $328 billion fund to fund such projects as the $18 billion loan guarantee for an Alaska gas terminal that may benefit ConocoPhillips Co. and ExxonMobil Corp. The spending threatens Bush's pledge to cut the federal budget deficit in half by 08, said Robert Bixby. How much did you say? 407.70. Okay, it hasn't changed since this morning. Gold is at $407.70. Thank you, George, for that info. The spending threatens Bush's pledge to cut the federal budget by 2008. The big boom you're having right now might not be sustainable if the deficit continues to be large, said Stephen Hesch, an analyst with Moody's Investor Service. Now, let's stop right there. MSNBC's laying people off. Speaking of ExxonMobil, they're engaged in layoffs. Boeing, Advanced Micro Devices, Motorola, IBM, you name it, they're laying people off. Year after year, into year three of layoffs. They're shutting down plants for good, moving them to China, moving them to India, and they factor in the profits in Asia, in Europe, into our GDP, because these are, quote, American companies, which they're not really. And then you have the hundreds of billions that have been already spent on the war, and yes, those go into corporate profits. And the Fortune 500 came out this year. They all got richer. The Bill Gateses of the world all got richer. So the rich got richer, government ballooned at record levels, but the average income of the American citizen went down massively, layoffs increased, hardcore jobs that can sustain a family are disappearing, being annihilated, the bankruptcies, the corporate, the private, the public debt is exploding. Those are the real numbers. But of course, here, right around Christmas, they're telling you how great the economy is because factory orders went up and a few other numbers like that. But here's your conservative president. And by the way, about half of the spending is military and police state. You could say, well, that was unforeseen. It'd still be record growth since 1990, if you look at the numbers, because Bush expanded the Department of Education, he expanded the Department of Transportation, he expanded almost every federal bureaucracy at levels above Bill Clinton. He signed on to UNESCO with the UN. I mean, again, I'm not a Democrat, folks. I'm not saying go out and vote for the Democrats. I'm saying let's be honest about the real policies of Bush and how the neocons on talk radio will not mention this. Very, very scary indeed to have this type of garbage taking place. And they've got a lot of different angles on new global taxes they want to add into this financially. And that's why they've got to get a national ID card in our hot little hands so they can start taxing us with a global sales tax, a national sales tax, a local sales tax, all collected digitally during the transaction process. You'll still be able to pay cash, but there will be taxes deducted with a swipe of your driver's license or ID card, which will be the world ID card announced 2 years ago by the UN. And they're standardizing these policies now at the state level, at the county level, in England, at the regional level in Europe. They are standardizing these databases through the new global passport. It's all happening. And the whole global warming argument isn't just about making people shift over to a new patented air conditioning system to make big companies money when their old patent ran out. It's always been about satellite tracker boxes to be put in European, British, and U.S. vehicles to tax us as part of a new global tax, which they're officially beginning to push and announce in the news. This is out of AFP, more of the fear-mongering. Global warming could submerge three large Indian cities. Global warming could submerge three of India's biggest cities beneath the sea by 2020 unless the crisis was brought under control, an Indian scientist warned yesterday. If the warming continues, there will be about half to 1 meter increase in sea level by 2020, and cities like Bombay, Calcutta, and Madras will be completely submerged, said Rajav Najam, a scientist with the Geological Oceanography Division of the Western Indian state of Goa. He said that a 1 meter rise in sea level could cause 5 trillion rupees or $147.24 billion worth of damage to property in Goa alone. This is a quantum of damage in a small state like Goa that has only two districts. Imagine the extent of property loss in metros like Bombay, he added at a workshop in the National College in Durruti, Tamil Nadu state. He also predicted that the global warming could cause frequent cyclones along with coastal areas and affect the annual monsoon rain, which is crucial for India's farm dependency economy. Folks, most scientists say global warming is a complete fraud. You got a lot of government-run scientists who will say it's real. You got to remember, though, that the global government admittedly has patented weather control systems. This is mainstream news. They can manipulate the weather. We do have natural cycles. We go into ice ages every 12,000 years and come out of those ice ages. We are actually due, according to North Pole and South Pole ice core samples, we're actually due for another ice age in the next 1,000 years. And we're just entering the peak of the heat cycle, which then triggers another cycle of freezing. But again, they're teaching everybody that global warming is a fact, and we got to give up our cars and pay a global tax to stop it. And it is racing ahead, contrary to popular propaganda. Kyoto is alive and well. We'll be back with your calls and more news.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We do this show talking about real issues that actually affect you and your family, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to Doris and Jacob and Dan and Don and Eric and many others, and then I'll get back into tough new tactics by U.S. tighten grip on Iraq towns. They're turning them into Red Dawn-style concentration camps. Also, Mr. Gingrich is saying we've gone off the side of a cliff in Iraq and we're in deep trouble. This out of Newsweek and Time. Both have articles on it. We'll get into some of the layoffs. Harrison, crash at airport, kills two, Whitewater figures and some of Clinton's cronies who knew about all the dirt are dead. Also, top scientist advisor to four presidents dies violently in D.C., and there's some type of cover-up on that. Dean defends theory that Bush knew of 9/11 plot. Also, cursing Kerry unleashes foul-mouthed attack on Bush. Oh, it was a little Skull and Bones buddy throwing a fit. Also, police shut down highway and new sniper hunt. Now it's a sniper hunt. Another sniper. Isn't that horrible? Also, feds hype conviction rate in terror fight. Critics say, turns out they're listing things as terrorism now, listing drug arrest, you name it, as terrorist, see? And oh, all the terrorists they've stopped. But when you go look up who the terrorists are, it wasn't terrorist events at all. Also, new bill will be the back door to legal euthanasia. That's just some of what's coming up. But first, your calls. Thanks for holding. Doris in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Doris.
This wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I want to make a comment on it. When my children were young, I'm grateful that they had a teacher in a small school that led them in that little prayer you mentioned.
God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food.
You over will now graham be, crackers and
you,
milk.
Let me stop you. You'll be now expelled from school if you say that.
Right. I think since we were founded as a Christian nation, those that are offended should just leave this nation and let us go on as a Christian nation. But that wasn't what I called about. What does this new ruling by the Supreme Court do to Sheriff Mack's case that he brought before the Supreme Court on states' rights, and that they said that the Brady Bill was unconstitutional?
Well, and yes, they did rule that it was unconstitutional in 97, but you notice the Brady Bill is still in force. If they don't like a ruling, the government just ignores it, the executive and legislative. If they like a ruling, they'll enforce it, and the appeals court out in San Francisco, they ruled a few months ago that there is no Second Amendment, that they can ban guns, any guns they wish, and the Supreme Court ruled that they agree with that ruling and are not going to hear the case. And
does Sheriff Mack's case still stand?
Well, you know, each case is separate and different, and he won his case, but again, the Brady Bill was kept in force and expanded.
But it is not constitutional.
Yes, the Supreme Court said that they're not allowed to have instant checks and all that, but they don't care. It continues.
Hmm.
But I'd have to talk to one of the experts of how this new ruling affects things, but it just shows they don't care what the court rules are coming after our guns, but now the court has finally agreed with them that we don't have a Second Amendment.
Well, we do. Oh, I guess we'll just consider ourselves to have it and know the Constitution stands.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doris. And think about this. This same Supreme Court, you know, the same folks meeting in that building, ruled that women couldn't vote. That same Supreme Court ruled that black people weren't human beings or were two-thirds human, were subhuman. Well, finally, blacks didn't go along with it. They said, we're human beings, and stood up and fought back. Same thing with women. The Supreme Court can rule that the moon is made of cheese, but the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Founding Fathers clearly stated that it doesn't matter what Congress, the executive, or the legislative have to say. If it's in violation of that Bill of Rights, and if it's in violation of God's laws and the Ten Commandments, we don't have to follow it. And you can go, wait a minute, yes, you do. Oh, so if Hitler was in Germany and passed laws, you had to follow those, huh? No, you didn't. You have every right to stand up against dictatorship, against oligarchy, against autocracy. And I'm telling you, if the NRA and Shotgun News and others would tell the truth about these rulings and would stop pacifying gun owners, we'd get our Second Amendment back. We'd be repealing the gun law next year, the assault weapons ban, instead of Bush expanding it. But the average gun owner doesn't even know about this, because Rush Limbaugh and the NRA have done their job of keeping you in the dark.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you too can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
A star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip.
My friends, what would you do if the federal government passed a law that at least one day a week you had to report to a local community service board, part of the growing Soviet-style neighborhood watch, and that you had to go help dig ditches, help with community projects, pick up trash, pull weeds, engage in checkpoints, help the police run checkpoints at random checkpoints on the side of the highway? What would you do if they were trying to pass a law to do that? Well, they are passing laws to do that. They've built the infrastructure under AmeriCorps, now SecureCorps, which is a division of TIPS, which they increased the funding for. TIPS was never canceled. And to get out of high school, you'll have to serve several years as a tattletale, helping police serve warrants, building clearing, assisting at checkpoints, fugitive apprehension, picking up trash, digging ditches. They have bills, and they've started the new draft boards for a universal draft where even older people will have to serve domestically in support roles, kind of like during the Depression, where you'd be ordered, if you wanted to eat, that is, if you wanted your, quote, welfare check, well, you're getting welfare, you got to go work for it, you got to go work at the local construction site where we're building a road, or where we're putting in a dam, or cutting down trees, or building government housing. They're gearing up, setting all that up, talking about it in the news, training the children to accept it. It's the equivalent of a cop coming to your door and saying, come mow my lawn. You know, you don't have to follow their orders. But you see, people think, oh, that's not going to happen. Oh, there's a big terrorist attack. See, well, it's what we got to do. We got to pull for the country. We're in World War III. We're in a war with China. We're in a war with Pakistan. We're in a war with India. We're in a war with Syria. And some are saying, what do you mean a war with Pakistan? Oh, yeah, their government could be replaced overnight, folks. Same thing with Saudi Arabia. We have this whole global destabilization, and we need to talk about it. They're shifting America into a classical fascist society. First, they socialized the wealth to fund this huge government. They grew it to record sizes. Now they're privatizing those assets and giving it to select Fortune 500 who are being given under Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security governmental powers. And yes, they have not passed Patriot Act 2, but they admit they are implementing it without congressional passage. We're about to go to Jacob and Dan and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to shoot through these calls real quick, and I'll get into the tyranny that's going on in Iraq that rivals Saddam's abuse. But before we do that, I want to encourage everybody who lives in Texas or New Mexico or Louisiana or Arkansas or all over Texas. If you live in South Texas, you have no excuse. A great place to meet like-minded freedom lovers, Christians, libertarians, patriots, people that can see the big picture, that can connect the dots and know what's happening. Meet hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of like-minded people at the Alamo Draft House this Saturday from 6 to midnight at the West Oaks Shopping Center in Western Houston. We have a map and details and a place to order tickets online at the movie theater website at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And tomorrow I'll be giving out the address and phone number for folks that need more details. But 6 o'clock, Houston, Texas, this Saturday, West Oaks Shopping Center. Can't miss it. I'll be there. I'm going to give a 30-minute speech. Then we're going to show Road to Tyranny one more time. Last time it was an overflow crowd. Then I'm going to show John Carpenter's They Live. And to give folks the an analogy on the big picture, it's a great film. You need to see it. And it's a great place, as I said, to meet other like-minded freedom lovers and to network. And, of course, I'll be there with the videos and the books at the table as well. So please come to the event. It's $10. And, of course, most of that goes to the theater, who are great folks. But the other portion goes to support the broadcast and what we're doing. Road to Tyranny and They Live. So please come out and see the event. And that is going to be this Saturday, the 13th of December, 2003, in Houston, Texas. Also, I've made 10 films. And if you live in Rhode Island or Los Angeles, or if you're in Kansas City, wherever you're at, if you want a tool that'll wake up your friends and family, that has a great track record of unlocking minds and showing people the big picture and connecting those dots, you need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, about September 11th and what really happened there in the Globalist Master Plan. You need to get part two of that, Masters of Terror. Again, expanding on 9/11, part two of that. You need to get Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my third Police State film. I hadn't made one in 3 years. We cover a lot of what's happened in the last 3 years in this new film, what the New World Order is, what neocons are, how the left and right is controlled, government-run white slavery rings, the cashless society control grid, other examples of government-sponsored terror, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security. It's all in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. My new film, Matrix of Evil, is now out with Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and Frank Morales, Colonel Roberts, myself. Great new film. They're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours and 5 minutes. Some of the films are 2 hours and 40 minutes, like Road to Tyranny or Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to have these videos. They're so well done, and they're I want you to get them. I want you to make copies of them and give them to your friends, your family, your pastor, your local talk show host, your sheriff, because we're unlocking minds one mind at a time. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or to get my book or Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, or the new video by Eric Hufschmid, Painful Questions About 9/11. This is important stuff, the best stuff I've found out there that I've seen, that I've read, my own work, others' work. We have it all available, and your purchase makes this show possible. So again, here's the toll-free number. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And if you order this week, we'll be able to get it out to you by Christmas. Average time is about 7 days. We ship, you know, normal U.S. mail, but sometimes it takes 2 weeks. So get the order in this week so you get it in time to give it as a gift. And, again, get the videos, make copies, give them as gifts. That's my goal, is to reach people. Aramon Access TV, this is such a big part of what we do. It's the most powerful tool I have in waking people up, and we don't have that power unless you get the videos and pay it forward. That is, make the copies and spread the word. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Jacob in Oklahoma, who's been holding patiently. Thank you, Jacob. Good
well,
to talk to you.
All right, I appreciate the chance to talk to you, Alex.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I don't think we need to get too excited because, well, a sheriff made me a visit over a gun issue. He brought the ATF with him. But, well, he just come up and knocked on the door. Said, I want to talk to you. So I opened the door and let him in. And, but the gist of it was they'd been listening to that Echelon, you know, that DEA guy. He come down in the county and get the sheriff to come out and see me. And I told that young DEA, I said, I'll tell you what, I said, you be quiet and pay attention a while. When you figure out what's going on, then you join in.
Now, let me get this straight. You're saying we shouldn't get too excited about Bush saying he's going to reauthorize the assault weapons ban, adding, depending on how you interpret it, 60 to 100-plus ban types of guns on top of the others
yep.
that have been restricted there.
But that's
We've got the Supreme Court saying they agree there's no Second Amendment in a major ruling, and you get a visit by gun grabbers who've been spying on you, and you're not upset.
Yeah, but you see, we got rid of that sheriff next election. But they can pass all the laws they want to in Washington, but it only applies to federal property.
Well, here's the problem. I agree with you. Very well said. The local fight is where it's all at right now. They've got the stronghold of Washington, but that's their base. They're racing to put in the touchscreen electronic voting. Admittedly, mainstream news run by the CIA, stealing every major election. All the big companies have been caught doing it, and they're racing to put in the touchscreens. You better stop them now, wherever you're listening, folks.
Well, you know why they call the Klan the Invisible Empire?
Why's that?
Because you don't ever see the ones that count. Like me and the rest of the guys around here.
So you're in the Ku Klux Klan?
Well, I mean, nobody knows it but me and the neighbor.
And you think that the Ku Klux Klan is going to stop the government?
Well, it stopped it here. But the thing is about it, see, everybody belongs to the Klan. As soon as they challenge their righteous indignation, they get up on their horse and they ride. And that's what's going to happen.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jacob. I'm I'm not against black people or Hispanics or any other race. I am disgusted by the Black Panthers, that's the new leader, Khalid Muhammad, who says kill all white people. And I've got him on video, folks, in a debate with Anthony Hilder saying we want to kill every white child, every white woman. I've got him on video marching in Houston saying the same thing with loaded shotguns, which is their right to do. They guaranteed arrest a bunch of white people doing that. But and then whites see the racist blacks, and then they go join the race groups, and the Mexicans and Hispanics see the racist whites, and they go and join the racist Mecha and La Raza. And this is exactly what the government wants. Now, going back to the beginning of the Klan after the Civil War during Reconstruction, I had ancestors who were in the Civil War, and when the Northern troops came in and raped and killed a bunch of people and burned down hotels and slaughtered everybody. It started by camouflaging the horse, because if somebody could see what your horse looked like, they could come out and kill you later. That's how it all started, putting camouflage sheets over your horse. You can say, that was the horse that was there, that Palomino or whatever. And that's how it all began. And groups of Texans removed two governors at gunpoint from downtown Austin in the 1770s, in the 1870s, excuse me. And so there's that whole history. But when you talk about the Klan of the last 100 years, it's a Masonic organization, number one. Albert Pike, the big Confederate general, one of the founders of it, and all of this. And I've gone out and protested the Ku Klux Klan in Waco, Texas. Every time I investigate them, they're run by feds. In fact, it's the old joke, if somebody goes to a Klan rally or a white supremacist rally, and it'll end up where it's only feds there. I mean, that's actually happened. They had the BATF, the FBI, and the DEA and others were caught at that good old boy roundup in 1992 in Alabama, where they were burning effigies of black people, selling the black person hunting licenses, and the rest of it. And I have no doubt that good old boy groups in towns, secret societies like the Klan, even a blind hog finds an acorn occasionally, have blocked federal intrusion, because that's the roots of it. But I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan. I have to say that here on the air. Any more than I agree with the racist Mecha or La Raza or the Black Panthers or any of it, or Mr. Farrakhan, who says white people are the devil. He's kind of softened that in the past. I've had black people call me a blue-eyed devil and make comments when I was growing up in Dallas, and I've had blacks attack me, but I'm not going to hate all black people because I've been attacked by blacks. But I will stand up and speak out against racist blacks or racist whites, because let me tell you something, all it does is add to this whole thing. We're not going to win this fight unless we get everybody together against the main target, the New World Order. We're all under attack. And I know when I go to a rally to fight the Patriot Act or to fight for somebody's land or to stand up for the Second Amendment, there are Hispanics there, there are black folks there, and they care about freedom, and we should not exclude them, and they shouldn't exclude us. I'm against multiculturalism. That's to destroy all our cultures. I'm against the racism of any of these groups. I think we should be able to speak out against the racism of the Zionists, and a lot of Jews are doing that. But tribalism feels really good. Primitive tribalism. Racism's an invented word. It's all tribalism. It's in us. In Africa, one black tribe hates the next black tribe. In Ireland, it's Protestant against Catholic. It's North against South. We got to get past that to focusing on the New World Order. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois, then Eric in Connecticut. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What do you say there, Alex?
Welcome.
You may disagree with me or what on this, but I really believe the state that we're in today, where we're losing our freedoms, goes right back to the beginning when this all started, when self-righteous, fearful groups started pressuring the government to start interfering with the way adults behave. And as soon as they started to doing that, that's the steamroll to where we got today, where the government's going to tell us what to eat or not to eat.
Well, that's it, and it's all going to be selectively enforced. But all I mean, of this is to be selectively enforced.
Right, but I mean, you go back to, you know, you just look at an old Wild West movie or something like that, and a guy could carry a gun, right? Where did this, I don't think the government on its own got this idea.
Well, forget the Wild West. My father in a pretty big school would carry his shotgun or his deer rifle to school, walk in with it loaded, and put it in his locker.
Right, but was it the government that stopped doing this, or was it pressures from people, fearful people who didn't like
the idea? It's a feedback loop. The government plays on the pressures, funds the useful idiot groups that create the illusion that the people want all this.
That's now, but I think from the beginning it wasn't that way.
Well, a lot of it was people moving into cities. We lost touch with reality.
Right.
Living out in the country has a way of getting you back to reality.
But there's this other thing. Stay there, Dan.
Okay. Then Eric and others. Third hour is coming up. I'm going to get more into the Second Amendment news and this Iraq news, and there's a lot of it. We've gone through about half the stack. I haven't even begun. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com are the websites. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look. Now you can hear more of A Good Thing. Beginning Monday, November 17th, we are expanding our daily program to 2 hours. A Closer Look will air Monday through Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Join me each day as we take a closer look at the issues that affect your daily lives. I take the mainstream media to task by exposing the real power behind the international elite that are working to bring this great nation to its knees. A Closer Look puts you in the driver's seat by keeping you informed. Our program, combined with other programs on this network, such as Alex Jones, strives to present a united front on the war against corruption being perpetrated by our politicians. We provide you the means to halt their assault so we can take our country back. So join me Monday through Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Be there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I might as well tell this story now. Then we'll go back to Dan, Eric, John, Howard, Ralph, and many others. When I was a teenager, stuff was a lot rougher in Dallas, and I'd gotten in some fights, and, I'd hurt a couple people pretty bad. I hadn't been indicted because they would go to the witnesses and find out that I had been attacked, and I would just fight back, but my dad didn't like the way things were going, so a couple summers he sent me down to my grandma's. In fact, he already had, just to learn ranching and and I also work for a large animal vet. And I was sent down to where my family lives. They live really closer to Buffalo in East Texas than they do to Fairfield, Texas. I was sent for a couple months until I couldn't stand it to school in Teague, Texas. I actually spent a few months of high school going to school in Teague, Texas. And at the and I was on the football team at the and this was the last straw, last day of school I went there. And it was the bonfire. I guess for what, like the second football game, they had this huge bonfire. And I'd already, this is a big school, folks. I mean, it was, I think it was like 3A, four, thousands of students. Nice school. And everybody's all acting weird out there, and, there's some black kids there, and they go, I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to stay here for this. And they all run off. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the fire, they pull a rope, and a big old cross gets hauled up in the middle of the fire, and there's these hundreds and hundreds of people out there, all basically, you talk about invisible empire. Yes, folks, invisible empire. And I was sitting there with my mouth hanging open watching this. And when I went home and told my dad about it back in Dallas, he said, oh, yeah, when I was a child, we used to go swimming at the Teague public pool because that's closer to where my family lives in Fairfield, though my grandfather was involved in county government there in Freestone County at the county seat in Fairfield. I could only go to school in Teague because that's, you know, that was the school district I was in. My dad said, yeah, I would, my mother would be a substitute teacher. You know, she even worked during the summer. She, my grandmother was a school teacher. She'd go do teaching for summer school, and he'd have to hang around with her, walk down to the pool, and kids would come over to him and go, you Yankee, get out of here. And of course, my family had Spanish land grants from 1830. That's my experience with the Ku Klux Klan, is that it's basically used to harass anybody in business they don't like. Somebody from the next county or next town over isn't any good. And I had family in Reconstruction who had their hotel in Teague turned, burned down. And on the gravestones, it says, murdered, killed by Northern soldiers. But again, you've got a lot of people there who I would later ask around who aren't even from Teague, Texas. But they come in, they show up, they start the Klan, they run around and use it for their own political control. So that's my experience, my only experience with the Ku Klux Klan. And yes, it is an invisible empire. It is all over the place. It is tens of millions of people. I will tell you right now, it's the toothless people you see on TV are not the real Ku Klux Klan. And let me tell you, the Ku Klux Klan at the county level is involved in drug dealing. It's involved in corruption, graft. It's a good old boy Masonic network. Now, I'm not saying that every person who's in it's pure evil, but you are certainly misguided. Just like everybody in Mecha or La Raza isn't evil, Hispanic racist groups, you're just misguided. And it's tribalism, and it feels good, and I can understand that. But you better wake up and come to the realization that we've all got to come together to defeat this New World Order. All right, so I've now told you that bizarre story. We'll be back with the third hour. I promise I'll go right back to Dan and Eric and John and Howard and Ralph. Everybody stay there. Bunch of other key news and analysis for you in the third hour. So please stay with us. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.